walking.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Swing Time. Mike Coates here with the second hour of the show. I'm sure that there are many Swing Time listeners who have encountered tunes which they have not considered would have come across very well in a jazz environment. This was my own reaction to first hearing our first selection. How are things in Glockamora? This concerning a whimsical village in a fantasy Irish setting. This was brought up in a Broadway musical, 1947, and the composition was by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane. I think Sonny Rollins there, in fact, did a fine rendering of a tune which I'd kind of dismissed, and I also happen to know it's not my colleague John's favourite piece of music either. But the group that Rollins had here did a fine job. They were Donald Byrd on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor. The recording date was in December 1956. But probably we won't be hearing too many of the tunes from that show on the show in the future. However, thanks, Sonny, you did a fine job there. Oh, incidentally, that was the first Sonny Rollins recording session that he made for Blue Note when it was done. It's relatively easy to name British jazz musicians who have transferred to the US and have made their names over there. Three that come to mind quite easily are George Shearing, Marion McPartland, and Victor Feldman. These are the three well-known ones, but there are others, including the man who organised the next session and indeed plays guitar on it. His name is not well-known, and one of the reasons being that although he did, like the session we're going to hear, appear in a musical context, when he first arrived in America around 1950, he immediately teamed up with Stan Kenton and did much of the organisation for the band's programme, and indeed, I believe, did some early arrangements. Over and above that, most of his time was then spent organising various aspects of jazz, including great amounts of time spent in TV and radio studios. His name is Howard Lucraft, and he put together an excellent band of West Coasters, quite well-known names, for this session that he produced. The name of the composition, one of his own compositions, was Jazz for Gene. And I've come to the conclusion that the Gene involved here may well have been Gene Norman, who was a contemporary of Norman Grant's, who did a lot of concert arranging, but mainly on the West Coast, including quite a lot of R&B shows. So here we have Howard Lucraft with names involved here, such as Conti Condoli and Stu Williamson's on trombone, Frank Rossellino trombone, Charlie Mariano alto sax, Pete Jolly on piano, and I think for the only time that I can recall, an accordion playing in a West Coast jazz context. The recording was made in 1957, and this is Howard Lucraft's composition, Jazz for Gene.
Thank you.
There is little reference these days to Howard Lovecraft. He had a big band in Britain before he left, and he did a lot of work for the BBC, and the startup of British television. But you don't hear much about him these days. And the only reference I could bring myself up to date with about him was a rather sketchy outline giving much detail about his British experiences in contemporary Leonard Feather's opus, The Encyclopedia of Jazz. He doesn't warrant a comment in the New Grove Dictionary, which is quite surprising. It's a very thorough bit of jazz literature. Earlier on this afternoon, my colleague John referred to the passing of Russell Malone. And by chance, I was going to express a similar sentiment along the lines of we shall miss Russell Malone's contribution to jazz, but of course we have a large number of, or a reasonably large number of existing recordings to fall back on, which is always a good thing to bring to mind. And I'm going to play Russell Malone in duet with Ray Brown from something like January of the year 2000, when they put their heads together to work a bit of magic on a tune we associate with Count Basie, Little Darling.
Thank you.
Ray Brown and on bass and Russell Malone guitar, with a mainly duet performance of Little Darling. The pianist in the background there was Jeff Keezer, a pianist who colleague John has encountered, I think, on more than one occasion on his usual very early yearly cruise trips. My two classic discs today are somewhat different. From the days of classic jazz, both are pianists who we would normally expect to encounter at a Chicago rent party. The first, Wesley Wallace, tells of a painful experience whilst riding the blinds. For the benefit of our, shall we say, less mature swing time listeners who may not have had the experience of riding the blinds, this was a method that was used extensively in the 1930s by hobos and other itinerants who wished to move from point A to point B. It consisted, usually, of finding a plank of wood which they suspended under the knee, underneath the bodies of freight wagons, and if no wood available, clinging to the understructure of freight wagons as the trains proceeded merrily on their way. Not, I am assured, I've never experienced it myself, not, I am assured, a very safe or particularly comfortable method of transport. In my first track, we have Wesley Wallace singing about his experiences, which were quite painful as we hear, riding the blinds on number 29.
Get off that train, but she's going too fast. set one foot on the ground. My heel acting off, my brains out. I always shut both eyes right tight and fell off. This is noise I made when I hit that ground. I'm rolling now. I got up and waved my hand towards goodbye. This way she's keep walking on in the East St. Louis.
Wesley Wallace with the experiences at Riding the Blinds on number 29. Our other pianist is rather better known, master bluesman Jimmy Yancey. Had quite a well-known, not extensively so, but quite a well-known recording career. And here he livens things up a little bit at the rent party with his composition, Yancey's Bugle Call. And this was recorded in September 1940. Fancy having those two guys playing for your assembled group of friends. Most certainly I would hope, if I presented such a house, a rent party, the friends would be generous in their rent contributions. This is Swing Time, the jazz section, the swing and blues and jazz productions broadcast on Sheffield Live. We broadcast each Tuesday, 2 hours, commencing at 1 o'clock, and you are very welcome to join us each week. For food at our rent party, we are reliant on Wes Montgomery, but I am not sure that what he has to offer would go down particularly well. The dish he has brought is fried pies, and to help him produce that, he's got Mel Ryan on organ with Jimmy Cobb at the drums. And this was recorded by Van Gelder around 1963. Fried pies.
Thank you.
Well, both Russell Malone and Wes Montgomery have been mentioned in both halves of the programme today. And I think perhaps a quick comment relative to how we make up these programmes would not be out of place here. There is very little collusion on arriving at playlists when we do a joint effort on Swing Time. We may, for example, at the time of an obituary, decide which of us is best placed to mention the sadly deceased. But other than that, if there is a coming together of tracks, then it very much is of a coincidence. And I think that gives the show a further edge. It's not a competition by any stretch of the imagination, but it's, well, with somebody like Russell Malone, it's good to hear two versions, I believe. To make these rent parties go with a swing, you really need someone to be able to tell a good tale. And as with all these events, invariably there are gatecrashers. Fortunately, our gatecrasher here is someone who can tell a good tale. It's Charlie Mingus, and he's brought along with him some quite heavyweight companions. He's going to tell a tale which he calls Fables of Phorbus, and help him to do so are included Jerry Mulligan, Danny Richmond, of course, and some others that I'll mention at the end of the piece. This is Charles Mingus with his Fables of Phorbus. inevitably, as always, at these kind of festivities, things come to a pretty ragged end. Fortunately, we have just the man to bring our festivities to a dedicated conclusion. It is the genius himself after hours, Ray Charles on piano. I hope you can join John and I next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more, exactly 2 hours of swing, jazz and blues music. Take it away, Ray.